Here comes the y'all don't really want it like that. Yeah. Here comes the news. Here comes the news. Here comes the y'all don't really want it like that. Yeah. Here comes the news. Here comes the news. Here comes the y'all don't really want it like that. Double L. I said so. I keep big bills up in my heart. Welcome to the show. It's great to have everybody here. Most of you guys know I came over from the Answers for Benghazi page, but the lady that ran that page is a tyrant and a liberal and just a horrible human being. Kicked me off the page, and so now we're switching over to Right Side Media Productions. You'll be able to catch the podcast on Anchor, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Breaker, basically anywhere podcasts are being held. But we got to dive into it. We got to listen. I'm from Ohio. Everybody knows that. If you don't know that, then you're listening somewhere outside of Ohio, and I'm from the Cleveland area. Governor Hitler, as we like to call him here, Governor Mike DeWine and his little, brown coat, white coat lady. What's her name? The producer's in here? Acton. Tough Actonton Acton. The doctor who thinks she can basically, and isn't even really a doctor, but thinks she can really do whatever she wants, say whatever she wants, and we're supposed to fall in line. Here's the problem with that. As us Ohioans are waking up, because we are, we're starting to see that we want, you know, jobs back, lives back. We want to be normal. And I don't like this new normal that they're saying, because that's not, it's not right. It's not true. There is no new normal. DeWine stepped over the line. He stepped over the boundaries. And he knows it. And Tough Actonton Acton knows it. They provide these updates about coronavirus, COVID, the Chinese flu, whatever you want to call it. I'm okay with it. But they stepped over the line, and they're starting to become tyrants, dictators. There's a lot of Facebook group pages going up. There's a lot of pages going up on social media, not just, you know, not just Facebook, but Twitter and all of this stuff. Basically, trying to get DeWine to say, listen, you're crossing a line. You're crossing a line that people don't even, we don't even want you over here. Go back over there. Go back and represent us how you were supposed to represent us. They say it all the time. A little bit of power corrupts. Well, a lot of power corrupts absolutely. And that's exactly what's happened here. DeWine had a horrible power play. I mean, just an absolute horrible power play. And we're witnessing it. We're watching it. We're seeing how it happens. We're seeing what a tyrant dictator does. And again, I'm at the studio, and we're going back and forth, and me and my producer, and you know, we're trying to brainstorm ideas. When is too much enough? When do you stand up? When do you speak out? How do you speak out? I have a sports podcast that I do, and we interviewed people who are literally losing their life because of DeWine's actions and Tough Action or whatever her name is. They're losing money. They're losing their businesses. They're losing everything. This country has never been as divided as it is over this whole COVID thing. And then they want to blame Trump for it and all this other stuff. And you got the governor going against what Trump's saying. And it's just, he's a rhino. He's a rhino. He's a Republican in name only. And that we've seen it with Kasich. We've seen it with a lot of these so-called Republican governors that we put in, that once they get a little bit of power, once they get a taste of power, they become 100% tyrannical. And that's what they're doing. They're tyrannical. The laws that they're trying to pass, or not even laws, these things that they're trying to say must happen is insane. I mean, I want you to realize that they are 100% insane. That DeWine is insane. That Tough Actonton Acton or Action is insane. She's a little lab coat that got a little bit of power and now is trying to force that stuff on us. On the American people. Us, me, you, all of us. That's what they're trying to do. That's how they're reacting to this. That's how they reacted to the COVID-19 pandemic, supposedly. So, DeWine's come up with basically his little brown coats, and he's planning on using them. He's saying that you can't open up unless you follow these strict guidelines. Before, it wasn't even you were even allowed to open up. Were you, I mean, these businesses, these owners, these people who are literally dependent on their small business weren't allowed to open up unless, you know, they followed these certain guidelines. And even then, if you weren't deemed essential, you weren't allowed to open up at all. So now you have these people who have lost probably everything over this pandemic. And it's wrong. I get it. It sucks. It does. It sucks. Nobody wants to see this. Nobody wants to see people getting sick. And I'm with you. Was COVID as bad as they say it was? No, absolutely 100% not. It just was not. But people did get sick. So the media spread this mass panic, and our governor, at least here in Ohio, and I know other governors across the country did the same thing. They jumped on the panic bandwagon. They got people to worry. They got people to get sick. They got people to worry with sick, I mean. They got these people to hide in their homes. I know a lot of Republicans or a lot of conservatives that said if anybody ever crossed the line of forcing them to do something they didn't want to do or forcing them to shut down businesses, that they were going to stand up and fight. Where are you fake Republicans at now? Where are you fake constitutional conservatives at now? You literally traded your freedom for security. That's exactly what you did. You thought that if you just listened to everything this little mini Hitler tyrant said, that everything would go back to normal. It didn't. And it's not. You hear on the news and the media all over the place, this is the new normal. This is the new normal. It's not the new normal. This is not normal. Having to wear masks everywhere or be shamed into wearing masks everywhere is not the new normal. It's just not. And DeWine, I mean, all these rules and listings and things that you hear about, they're saying over and over and over again, and it's not just Ohio, it's Florida, California, all these places. They're all trying to tell you that if you don't wear a mask, you're going to die. That's ultimately what these people are saying. That's ultimately how they're shaming you into doing it. They're trying to tell you you're going to die if you don't have a mask on. Where's my freedom? Where was my freedom to open up a business when I wanted to? The government came in, and that's exactly what happened here in Ohio. The government came in and said, if you're a salon, whether you're part of a giant chain or it's a small business, you are shut down. Where is my right as an American to have my business? Here in Lorain County, which is the sub-county which is where I'm from, we have many businesses who were shamed and scared to open up. And they didn't want to fight against DeWine because, like DeWine said in one of his interviews or one of his press conferences, that it doesn't matter. I have lawyers. I've been sued before. That's laughing at the American people. When you have to bring a lawsuit up to open up your business, your private business, not related to the government, when you have to open up a lawsuit because you're afraid that the government is going to come in and shut you down. And that's Ohio. There's horror stories across the country of small business owners trying to open up and being boarded down by their government, whether it was their governor or whether it was whatever. Doesn't matter. They were shut down. We as Americans have never, ever done that before. But for whatever reason, Trump's in office, and COVID-19 was the perfect excuse to make Trump look like an idiot. However, it didn't. It backfired on the media. It absolutely backfired on the media. They're saying that Trump's economy was doomed to fail anyways, and the coronavirus just made sure of it. No. Trump, when what he did with the economy, I'm not just talking about where you're from. If you look at a national level, the economy was super good. It was coming back. It was, I don't even want to say coming back. It was in full-fledged, great American prosperity, capitalistic economy. That's what we were in. And the governors didn't like that. Pelosi didn't like that. Capitalism, whether you agree with it or not, is what America, well, is kind of based on. And it's how people survive. We are not a socialistic country yet. And I say yet because if the governors and the Speaker of the House has her and their way, we will be absolutely socialistic. Pelosi used it as a power grab. You saw it with the COVID relief fund or whatever they want to call it, the stimulus bill, the stimulus package. You saw all that. You saw how Pelosi was trying to grab everything. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous what we've allowed on a level. So DeWine here in Ohio says beginning this week, the Congregate Care Unified Response Teams, Congregated Care Unified Response Teams will include medically trained members of the Ohio National Guard, and they'll begin testing residents and staff within nursing homes on two parallel paths. And here is the law now. All staff in all Ohio nursing facilities will be tested to help nurses, home administrators, and home administrators gauge the status of the virus in their facilities to help isolate the virus to stop it from infecting their community. Testing will be conducted in facilities where residents or workers have confirmed or assumed positive cases. Testing will be conducted on all staff, and the testing of residents will be based on the clinically driven strategy that targets those who have likely been exposed to COVID-19. By testing residents based on their potential interaction with a confirmed COVID-19 case, the nursing facility will be better equipped to isolate the virus and contain spread within the facility. I want you to think about that. They're forcing testing. I know a lot of nurses aren't going to agree with that. I know we've talked to a lot of nurses in the past who don't agree with this mandatory testing. But do you see the path we're on? Do you see what happens when you allow the government to get too much control? And that's what this COVID-19 did. The COVID-19 pandemic, which wasn't as bad as they say it is, which doesn't have as many deaths as they say it has, allowed our government to just gain total control over every aspect of everybody's lives, especially here in Ohio, Florida, Michigan, California. When you're being told that you're not allowed to have a garden, and this is in the middle of the pandemic, everybody's freaking out, the governor of Michigan's being an idiot. But that's the problem. You never, ever allow your government to have that much power. People assume, listen, when I heard DeWine say that he was going to allow us to have some of our freedoms back, and he was going to allow us to open up, I thought to myself, just like I'm sure many true constitutional conservatives did, I thought to myself, why in the world are we allowing a governor to tell us what rights we have when they are not granted by the Constitution but protected by the Constitution? What in the world happened? Where did we fall short? How did we get to this level? How did we even come to where we are right now? It's because we got scared. And I know a lot of conservatives who I would have sat down 7 months ago and had some of these same conversations with until it hit here, until it came to America, until the media blew it out of proportion. And people are saying, oh, it must be bad. It must be bad because the media is saying it's so bad. The media is saying it's so bad. Trump's saying it's bad, even though Trump is trying to say we can get through this if we just get through this, if we stop allowing our governors to have this much power. Political talk radio is the only outlet, and a lot of people inside the conservative political talk radio realm are saying the same thing I'm saying. Bob France, Mike Trevisano, we're all saying the same thing. Enough is enough. Open it back up. We've wanted it open back up for a long time now. But people are afraid. People are scared. And we're supposed to bow down to the people who are scared. No, that's not how that works. That's not what America was based upon. Now you're talking about we can't even actually have a new normal or whatever they're saying it is until we have a mandatory vaccination. A vaccine from Bill Gates. What? What does Bill Gates have to do with anything? What does the Gates Foundation have to say anything? The CDC should be held responsible for just blowing everything out of proportion. The media should be held responsible for blowing everything out of proportion. everybody who literally lied about this disease needs to be held accountable for their actions, and it's going to be up to we the people to hold them accountable. Are you going to remember, come election time, what our governors did? Are you going to remember, come election time, what our representatives did? Are you going to remember what happened when Pelosi was trying to put her pork into the stimulus bill? When she was trying to put things that didn't even matter into the stimulus bill at the time of dealing with COVID-19, just to pass a political agenda? We're in 2020, folks. And yes, I know it seems like a Jumanji board game and we're losing. I understand that. I really do. But we're at the level of stupid that I have never seen before come out of a lot of our politicians' mouths. And we're supposed to just bend over and take it. We're supposed to grab the ankles and say, you know what? It's for the greater good. If I hear one more time, it's for the greater good, I'm going to throw up. Did our forefathers think it was for the greater good when we fought a war against the revolution? Did they just say, oh, you know what? It was for the greater good, so I guess we might as well just get taxed out of existence. No, they stood up and they fought for it. And granted, it was a different time. I understand that. But we're watching our freedoms just tank. I said this 6 months ago. I said this. The thing is I've always talked about the government overreach. I've always talked about how fast our government is trying to destroy us. I've always talked about that. And here we are in this nation right now watching this horrible, horrible government overreach destroy small businesses, destroy an economy, all for political gain. You know, you got DeWine saying he's doing it. It doesn't matter. It's not about politics. It is, though, because now you have Republicans, who I never thought would say this, are all about government overreach. You have conservatives, who I never thought would say this, who are all about government overreach. And then you have Democrats, who have always been about government overreach, but you have progressive liberals who are about communism, and they're seeing what happens when DeWine took charge, and they like that. They like it. So yes, it is about politics, because now he just found a way to campaign while we're sitting here. It doesn't make any sense. And it's sad that we have to live through this. I said it before. You know, I didn't live through the Spanish flu, obviously. I don't know how they reacted to the Spanish flu. I don't care how they reacted to the Spanish flu. This is what we're doing now. And this is how we're handling it now. And it's the wrong way. It's the wrong way. And it's not up to some politician who I elected to represent me to tell me how to live my life. He is my employee. DeWine, you work for me. I don't think politicians understand that. And I think it's because we lost our way somewhere along the line in history. We have to remember that our politicians are not and will not ever be our bosses. I don't care what they say, unless they're speaking about something that I told them to say because they represent me. That's how representation works. You elect someone to represent you. That means they have to know how you feel. Our politicians are out of touch with every single constituent they have, period. You can't tell me they're not. Name one politician that gives a damn about their constituent. You can't. You can't. Trump was not a career politician, so Trump comes in and basically throws the deep state for a loop, and now everybody's freaking out. And then all of a sudden, here comes COVID-19 to regain some control. Rein the people in. Rein the people in. We were getting too much freedom. Our Constitution does not grant us freedom. Our Constitution protects our freedom from people like DeWine, from people like Nancy Pelosi, from people like Joe Biden. And I don't even want to bring Joe Biden up yet. But I mean, it's going to come. The next couple shows are going to be about Joe Biden, because that crazy SOB doesn't even know what he's running for. He doesn't even know what COVID-19 is. He thinks it's code word for somebody he just got done sniffing. Oh, she was 19? Biden has no idea who he is, where he is, or what he's running for. And somehow they're going to win, because they're going to force us from the COVID-19 to not vote at the polls. They're going to make you do it by mail. We can't trust these people. We can't even trust the pollers sometimes to do the right thing. How the hell are we going to trust them to give us our vote. How? So if Trump loses this election, it was stolen. It was stolen because nobody in their right mind is going to vote for "You Ain't Black" Biden. Nobody in their right mind is going to vote for "Little kids make my blonde hair stand up while I'm in the pool drinking applesauce while I'm talking to my aunt." Nobody's going to vote for that. Nobody can actually vote for that. Whether you hate Trump or not, at least he makes sense when he speaks. It's insane. It's insane what we're witnessing, what we have witnessed throughout this whole pandemic. I call it panic-demic. Through this whole thing, it's insane what we've witnessed. The amount of rights we've lost. The amount of idiots who have come out of the woodworks in the support of the fact that we're losing rights. I've talked to a lot of people on Facebook. In fact, I go through, you don't even know. You don't even know how many people I talk to on a daily basis on Facebook that argue with me about this. I don't understand it. I really don't. Where did we go wrong? In this country, where in the hell did we believe that we have to be ruled with an iron fist to get through a sickness? It's insane. Donald Trump said, schools in our country should be opened ASAP. You have people saying no. There's some, not going to give out the name of the person, but she said, Donald, say what? I voted for you. I tell everyone how much you love kids. You're so wonderful to my sons and grandkids. She obviously knows him, and I know this person does know him. But no, you cannot open schools until we know for sure it's safe for our students, faculty, and staff. That doesn't make any sense. When are we going to know? Do we do that for the flu every year? Do we do that for pneumonia? Donald Trump, whether you hate him or not, is trying to do the best thing for America, which is why the majority of liberals despise this guy. That's why the majority of liberals hate him. And I understand. I get it. You're communist. You don't like America. Why you're still here blows my mind, like Whoopi Goldberg and Rosie O'Donnell. They said they were going to move. They never did. Now, again, they're saying, well, you know, if he's elected, I'm going to move. No, you're not. Sit your rich ass down and keep complaining because nobody cares anymore. And the Hollywood elite, it's the same thing. And through all of this, we all forgot about Epstein, right? Does anybody remember Epstein? Does anybody remember that little pedophile? What he did and how he died and how the Clintons got away with it? What about Benghazi? We all talked about Benghazi and all of a sudden that dropped. That went away. That went bye-bye. Doesn't make any sense. What has happened to my America? What has happened? I want to know. I want to know what has happened. Real quick before this is going to be a short show, just because I wanted to get Anchor up and running, and I wanted to make sure everything was going right. We're going to be going live on Right Side Media Productions on Facebook. Type it in, Right Side Media Productions on Facebook. Check it out, share it, give it a link. I'm going to be posting this in a lot of the sites that are trying to get Ohio to open up, that want Ohio to open up. But we're going to try to do it that way. We're going to try to do some podcasts. We'll do some live shows and stuff like that. And we're going to talk. We're going to talk about what the people want. And I'll send it to DeWine. I'm not afraid of him. I'll send it to him. I'll call his office. I'll forward the show to him in an email, whatever. We're not afraid of you, DeWine. And we're not afraid of the people who are trying to shame us into losing our rights. We have rights. We are leaving our children with absolutely nothing. If we continue to follow the guidance of Mike DeWine and Amy Acton, whatever you want to call her. We're losing our rights. Our kids are going to have nothing. I refuse to let that happen. We put Donald Trump in office for a reason, and that was to save America. We need to continue to save America. Let it happen. Let it happen. I'll be doing a show, probably about a 30-minute show on Anchor. Probably every day for the No Apologies show. and we'll slowly start integrating people. Larry Pratt is probably going to be coming on and joining us. If you don't know who Larry Pratt is, Google him. He's huge. He does a lot of good work with your gun rights and gun rights activists and all of that. He's an awesome guy. Awesome guy. But remember, we cannot trade freedom for security. We just can't do it. So, in the end, remember, our Constitution is what matters, not our governors, not the oppressive people we've somehow elected to represent us. If you want change, the time is now, people. Please pass the podcast around, share it. Again, this is on everywhere. You'll be able to hear it on iTunes, Google Play, all that crap. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for subscribing. And we will see you tomorrow.